Okay, today is Daf Nun. Today is Daf Samach. Today is Daf Samach of Maseches Nida, winding down. We're on Nun Tes Lamed Beis. We are up to the Mishnah on Nun Tes Lamed Beis. Here we go. Today's not an easy Daf. Hachaluka, ahashi'ila chaluka lenachris. If you lend your shirt to a guy, oh lenida, or to a nida, and then they give it back to you. And there's a stain on it. So Harezia Tolaba, you can rely on the fact that the stain happened by them. Okay? Gimel Nashim, Shalav Shu Chalak Echad, if three women wear one shirt, not at the same time, I'm not talking about a circus, three women are wearing one shirt, right? Oh, Shalav Shu Yashvu Asasal Echad, or they all sat on one bench, the nimtza all of dam, and then there's dam on there, kulam tomatoes. They're all tomatoes. Why? We're going to talk about this a lot today. The bottom line is going to be, because we can't say it's one over the other. We have no way of pointing to one and saying it's your dam. Therefore, they're all tameh. Why aren't they all tahar? Because there's dam here. There's no, how do you get out of that? We're going to have it.
Correct.
So we're going to get to that. Yashvu al safsal shal evin. What if they were all sitting on a bench made out of stone, which is not makabel tumah? Oh, al itzdava, or on some kind of platform, which is not makabel tumah. Shal merchat, in the bathhouse. Or nechemi mitaher. Or nechemi says they're tahar. All of them. Why? Shahayir Nechemya Omer, one of the big principles that we use today, called Davish Eino Makabel Tuma, Eino Makabel Ksamim. Anything that's not Makabel Tuma is not Makabel Akethem. The big shayla where it comes up is by toilet paper. Well, is toilet paper something that's Makabel Tuma? Toilet paper. A woman goes to the bathroom, she wipes herself, and she sees Dam. Is the toilet paper Makabel Tuma? It's Akethem, there was no Hargasha. Is it Makabel Tuma? So 100 years ago, 150 years ago, you know, Svarim written one way, the other way. What's paper made? What's toilet paper made out of? What is it even made out of? Right? If it's genuine paper, it's a whole complicated. I think Bizman is that. I think people are makel. If it's ketchup is found on toilet paper, don't worry about it. What? It's not Makabel Tuma, it's too small, it's a whole bunch of variety of, I'm not passing, of course, but I think that's the general trend today. It all stems from this Mishnah. Amar Rav, so Rav said, B'nachris haroe, we're talking about a woman who's a guy, right? And haroe, Rashi says, shegedolahi, she's an adult. You didn't give the shirt to a four-year-old, she's an adult. You know she's an Ida. She's a 25-year-old woman. So you gave her the shirt. She gave it back to you. And there's a stain on it. Listen, she's a 25-year-old woman. We're gonna be told of the stain on her shirt. Mimai, how do you know that? Bedumia de Nida. Because it says Nachwitz and it says Nida. Ma Nida de Chazia. A Nida obviously is someone who is a Roe. She sees Dam. Af Nachwitz de Chazia. So too, the same thing with the guy, she was an adult. Amar of Sheshes, Kinoyim v'shachiv Rav Amal HaShmaitza. Rav must have been asleep when he said that. Rav couldn't have been awake when he said that. He must have been half asleep. So there's a famous tshuva from the Chavos Yoyer about when Amiroyim insult each other. And he explains that this is not an insult. Right? How is it not an insult? What he meant to say was, Rav is so great. So great. He's such a holy, thought out person. It can't be that he said this. It must have been he was asleep. You could spin it like that. Right? Not that I can't believe he must have. He was drunk when he said that. Not what I mean. He was so careful with what he said. How'd this get out? He must have been sleeping. Titania, because we have a brisa that says, Tola Benachris, we have a brisa that says, you can be told on a guy. Remeir Omer Benachris Haruuya Liros. Remeir says a girl that could see. The Afila Remeir Lo Liros. She's able to see. Avol Re'i Roe. to be that she saw?
Lo itzrach. We don't require that.
So how can Rav say that we require that she was a roeh? No one says that. It could be ru'uya l'roeh. She's roeh to see. Amar Rava. One second. V'tisper Rav Meir l'chumra. You tell me Rav Meir is being machmir here? That even a girl who could see, that's such a chumra. It's an 11-year-old girl. Right? She could see. But we have no pattern. We have no no track record about that. But it could be. V'tisper Rav Meir l'chumra. Rav Meir l'kula. Rav Meir is much more makel. Why? The Tanya. We have another brisa. Anatola b'nachris. Right? We don't hang our hat on the guy. You lend your neighbor the guy some outfit, right? Some gown. She comes back with a stain. Rameir Omer told her, don't we do? Ella kasha ha. So first of all, Rameir is a kasha. Because on the one hand, Rameir says, right? The first Bryce is mashma, Rameir is machmir, and the second Bryce is mashma, he's makel. So we can't figure Rameir out. So the Gemara says, Taratachi, explain it like this. Vihisha roeh, when the first brisa said that you told it on a nachri, on a nachris, vihisha roeh, as long as she saw dam before once in her life. Rav Meir Omer, biru'uya liros, afal pish ain a roeh. Says Rashi, the Rashi of Tiratachi, right? Ubraisa diktani ain't a tola benachris. The braisa, the second braisa that said we do not rely on anachris. Latanakama hachikamer. Here's what he meant to say: ain't a tola benachris. Ain't a tola benachris. Haruuya liros. We're not told it on anachris. That's roy to see el imkain roa, unless she saw already. Right. In other words, if she's a 4-year-old kid, we're not going to be told it on her. Why? She's on roy to see. If she's 12, then yeah. Rameir Omer Tola. Rameir says, no, we are Tola. And Vitarvayhu Masnisa Chada Milsa Omri. Both Brisa saying the same thing. Therefore, Rav de Omar Katanakama Tarvayhu. Rav said, like the Tanakama of both. Okay? Next Gemara now. This is the hard Gemara today. Ready? Tana Rabbanan. Tola Bishomeris Yom Kineged Yom Bishani Shalom. What does that mean? That means your next door neighbor, the nice, firm Jewish girl, is going to a wedding. She wants to know if she can borrow the outfit. So no problem. Your wife gives the outfit to her. That day, she sees dam. She's a shomeris yom keneged yom. What about day number two? Day number two, she has to guard, right? She can't be with her husband. She's Shomeris Yom for day number one. Right? What if she sees on day number two? Then she has to guard day number three. Right? Shomeris Yom is either day one or day two. So she gives back the outfit to you on what would be her Shomeris Yom day, day two. There's a stain on it. We're going to treat it now as if she got a stain on day number two. Which means what for that other woman? She has to wait one more day. Got that? She has to, you, the owner of the gown, you're mutter to your husband immediately. Why? Because we're going to say the stain to the next door neighbors. We're going to be told it on the next door neighbor. The next door neighbor, we're going to wait and make her wait one more day. Okay? One more day to be Shomeris Yom. In other words, Monday she was a Zava Kitana. Tuesday, she's a Shomeris Yom. She brings back the dress on Tuesday, and there's a stain on it. So we're going to say to her, halacha is, giving back a dress with a stain, halacha is, you now are still a Zava Katana. So Monday, you're a Zava Katana. Tuesday, you're a Zava Katana. Now Wednesday is your Shomeris Yom day. Me, I'm Tar. Why am I Tar? Because I'm hanging it on you. You are going to treat as a Shomeris Yom, as a Zava Katana for day number two. You got that? Rashi will say it better than I ever could. Look at the Rashi of B'sheni Shalom. You hear? Im hishil tal shomeres yom B'sheni Shalom. If you lend the outfit to your neighbor, who's a shomeres yom, on the second day, meaning She saw Monday, Tuesday, she's a Shomeres Yom, and now she's sustained over there. Tolaba. We're tola it.
Afaga. Even though, d'lo huchzika roa hayom,
we have no idea that she saw today. As a matter of fact, she's a Shomeres Yom, right? She didn't see today. She didn't see today. She did a bedik in the morning. So I didn't see today. Nevertheless, kivin d'mayona pasuach, since her fountain, so to speak, is open. What does that mean? That means that she saw yesterday. Yesterday she was with Zava Katana, so it's a little bit of a chashash. Tolaba, we're going to see. Afagaf de Makalka La Porta, even though it's a little bit of a disadvantage for her. Why? She has to wait another day. Right? Even though we're ruining her a little bit. Why? Because she could have been with her husband Tuesday night. Now we're making it Wednesday night. Nevertheless, Tzricha, the Tzricha Lishma Yom Hamacharas, she has to count tomorrow as well. Nevertheless, given the Tamea Hashta, she's already Tamea, so we throw it in again. Okay? Got that?
Yeah.
Good? Now that we said that, now the Gemara says the next thing. Ubisoferes Shiva Shalotavla. Likewise, just like we will hang the stain on a Shomeres Yom, we will also hang the stain on a two-day Shomeres Yom. She's already Shomeres Yom for 2 days. Now, day number three, if there's a stain here, she's going to become a Zava Gedola now. Now she has to count 7 days. Right? Doesn't bother us either. Says the next Rashi, Ubusoferes Zayin Nikim Achar Ziva. I'm sorry. I said it wrong. She's counting Shiva Nikim. What happens during that Shiva Nikim? What, how much dam will cause the Shiva Nikim to get ruined and for her to start over? How much dam will cause that to get ruined? The answer is a mashahu. Mashahu. Right? So during the Shiva Nikim, she asks you to borrow the dress. You lend her the dress. Comes back with a stain. Oh, we'll say it's hers. Even though she's in the middle of her Zayin Nikim, which will uproot the entire Zayin, make her start all over again. Still will do that, says Rashi. Nikim Achar Ziva. She was already a Zava. Now she's counting Shiva Nikim. Afal Pisha Makalka Laharbe. Even though there's a big disadvantage for her, a big setback for her. Why? Shesasra Kol Yimei Sfirasa. The entire Yimei Sfira get undone. Vitzricha Lispar Zayin Nikim. She has to count 7 days again. Hoel, the Achshav, Tmeya, Tolaba, but since she's Tmeya now, she's not really Tmeya, she's getting out of Tmeya. But since she was Tame recently, and managed to count Shiva Nikiyim, we'll say it's her fault. Okay? You got that? Lefikach, back into the Gemara, Lefikach, therefore, he mitukenes, she's good. The owner of the dress is good. Right? The chaverta mikul, but the friend is ruined, right? The one who borrowed, the borrower is ruined. Divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Omer, not Einatola, Einatola, Einatola. Why Einatola? Says Rashi. Why on earth are we being told it? It says Rashi. Hoel umakalkala la. Since by doing this you're ruining the neighbor, you're ruining the borrower. My cause is the Makakalas Lach, Femeach. Why is she worse than the owner of the dress? Why pitching on her? Okay? Why pitching on her? What did she do wrong? The stain is just as obvious, just as possible that it's yours as hers. So why are you pitching on her? Because yesterday she was Tomei? What kind of reason is that? Says Rebbe. Now, in the Mishnah we said, they're all three are Tomei. Right? Didn't we say that? Three women wearing a shirt, not at the same time. Each one borrowed the dress for the weddings, three nights in a row. They're all Tamei. Right? How do you square that with this? So, I think at the end of the daf, we might have an answer, we might not have an answer.
Because the wedding gown, the other one hadn't worn it for a while.
So what? Monday night someone wore it, Tuesday night another neighbor wore it, and Wednesday night a third neighbor wore it. Right? What's the story? Or maybe they even wore the same night. They all went home and switched. Right? It doesn't matter. The Mishnah said, they're all Tamei. Why? Because who do we blame it on? Who do we pin it on?
Now it says Rebbe, Lefikach, therefore, Shtei Mikol Kalos. They're both ruins. Right? They're both ruins. Why? Can't pick one over the other. Vishavin, but they both agree, Shetole, Vishomeris Yom, Keneged Yom, Berishon Shalom. But they both agree that if the stain took place on day one of a Shomeris Yom, meaning the day she's a Zavah Katana, then we'll for sure say it's hers. Why? Rashi Rabbi Gamliel will say it's hers because that's his Shita. She's the one with the open fountain. Right? And Rebbe will say, let's say it's hers because we're not causing her any extra damage. Anyway, she has to wait tomorrow. She has to wait anyway. She woke up Monday morning. She's a Zavah Katana. Monday afternoon, she goes to a wedding. She borrows the dress. Comes back with a stain. Anyway, she has to wait tomorrow. Forget the stain. So might as well make it a her problem. You hear that? That makes a lot of sense. Or all these cases where it doesn't affect the borrower, we're going to say it's her stain. For example, Yoshev is Aldam Tar. It's during her days of period where no matter what comes out of her body, it's tar. She's had a baby. Now, it doesn't make a difference. We'll say it's her stain. It doesn't matter. Right? Or Ubasula Shadimet Tahorin, or Ubasula that the dam is tar anyway, right? The wedding gown, she borrowed it from someone. Since there's no damage done, let's say it's her stain. Got that? Lefikach, therefore. What? No downside. There's no downside. Lefikach, now the Gemara asks, Lefikach to Rishimim on the Lamali. What do I need to Lefikach of Rishimim? Therefore, she. And the borrower's note. What do I need that for? It's like extra redundant. It's like Marzi, right? Mishum the Rebbe, because of Rebbe. So Lefikach the Rebbe Lamali. What do I need Rebbe's for? Says the Gemara, Mal the Tema, I would have thought. Hahi de Shtakach Kesem, Gabah, Tiskalkel, Idachlo Tiskalkel. Since maybe Rebbe would have said the opposite. Where's the stain right now? The stain right now is by the owner of the dress. So maybe she's the only one who's ruined, and the neighbor's not. Come on, Shlomo, don't say that. They're both ruined. Okay? Ready? You ready? Amar of Chistun. Tahar v'tame. Shehalchu b'shnei shevilim. Echad tahar v'echad tame. There are two paths. One has a dead body underneath it, bevadai. And it takes up the entire length of the path. There's no way to get around that body. The other one does not have a tame body. We don't know which path is which. There are two people. One's tahar, one's tame. They go down, each one goes down their own path. Now, if they come and ask you separately, what's the halacha with me? We're going to say tahar. Why? Because Safek versus Arabim is tahar. But they show up together. So you can't say they're both tahar. It's impossible. So what do? They show up together. Baru machlokes, Rebbe versus Shimon Gamliel. It's the exact same machlokes. According to Rebbe, who says, let the tame one stay tame, we'll say he walked down the tame path. And according to, and the one who's tahar, we'll say he walked down the tahar path. It's the exact same machlokes. And according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, we don't say that. We don't say that at all. Therefore, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, what are we going to say? According to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, right? I'm sorry. Just the opposite. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is going to say the tame one. The Tame one walked down the Tame path, and the Tahar one walked down the Tahar path. I'm sorry. According to Rebbe, right, we do not do that by the stain. Therefore, what? Exactly. Both are Tame. Exactly. Both are Tame. And according to Shimon Gamliel, the Tame one stays Tame, and the Tahar one stays Tahar. Right? Just you should know that the Imre Tzvi asked a question that they're not really comparable. Why are they not comparable? Because the only way that this case of Shnei Shevilin can ever be the result that we're going to get is if they both show up together. Because if they come one after the other, we're going to tell them they're both tar. Why? Safek Dorah, Safek Tumah Dorah, the Shutarab is tar. So we're going to tell, the only reason they have this problem is that they showed up together.
they can't tell them about Torah. It's impossible. So then we have, then we stop. What do we do? Right? This is not the same thing as a stain. It's not the same case. It's one stain, right? One stain. What if the owner of the bag had never lent it out? And she shows up without a stain. So you took the lady, your tummy. Why? You're a stain. It's not really the same case. You hear that? It's not really the same case, but that's how the Gemara says it. Where am I up to? Maskel Ravada Ravada. Nad kan lo kama Rebbe Hossam. The only reason why Rebbe would say his din by the stain, el de tarvayhu ki ada dininu, is because, what? Huh? I'm sorry. Yeah. El bishul tarvayhu ki ada dininu. They're both equal, right? Hacha, but over here, over where? Huh? No. That's not what it means. My nafkalamina. What's the difference? And I don't think it's the two paths. Two paths is a difference. What?
Reading the article.
What does it say?
Here in the case of two paths, what difference does it make to the birth, the time for us that we attribute the time path to him? Question.
Okay. The Rashi doesn't say that. Again, Maskevlo Ravad de Barava, Ad Kan Lo Kama Rebbe Hossam. When did Rebbe say his din? Ella de Tarvayu Ki Adadi Ninu. Right? The two women are equal. Which two women? The owner of the dress and the one who borrowed the dress. Haha, but over here, over where? According to our scroll, the case of the two paths. My lafkalon mina. What's the difference? What do you mean, what's the difference?
It's a question. We attributed
the time path
to him.
Okay. For Chista, sof. Ihi tevila ba'i. That can't be the question. The question is, sof, ihi, who's ihi? That's not the question. The question is like this. According to Rav, hacha, my nafkalon mina. Why does Rav agree that on day number one, we will say, that's what we said. Remember we said that Bishavin, they both agree that if it's day number one, Rav would agree? Rav would agree that we'll say it's the one who borrowed? Why would we say that? Why? Just because she's already Tame? So? So the case of the path, the guy's already Tame. That's the question. Just like day number one, Rav agreed. That would say it's the Tame one. Why? Why? Because she's already Tame. As I said before, there's no downside to saying it's her. So in the case of the two paths, same story. There's no downside. He's Tame, let him stay Tame. He's Tar, let him be Tar. Why would you say it's a Machloka? You understand? You understand the question?
Not really.
The question is, we just said that the case of the two paths is just like the case of the states. Rav would say, they're both Tame. Just like by the case of the stains, they're also both Tame. Yeah, but what about when the case of the woman has a stain, Mamish on a double katana day, on day number one? Then she actually saw down. She returned the dress. Then the Gemara said, Rav would agree she's the woman. Only she's Tame. Why? She's Tame anyway. Anyway, she has to wait the next day she marries Yom. So we're not making it worse for her.
On the case of the stain, it's definitely one of them.
Right.
The case of the path, you may not be.
No, it has to be.
He may not have gone down that path.
But there's a suffix. Somebody went down that path.
Yeah, somebody did.
One went down one path. So one of them is definitely Tomei. So why on earth would Rav agree, that in the case of the one, day one, he agrees she's Tomei? Well, say it's hers. Why? She's Tomei anyway. Say it's over here. In the case of the path, say it's Tomei anyway. Say all of a sudden, it's not the same thing at all. Right? Not the same machlokas at all. Because Rav, the case of the path, is at the case of day one. And the Gemara answers, Rav Chista, who said they're the same, Sof, Ihi, the Shomeres Yom, on her second day, Tevila Boy. She still needs Tevila. Okay?
We're making throw her under the bus.
Exactly. Okay. In other words, that's not the reason that Rav would agree, Rebbe or Rav would agree.
You're basically saying, because of the fact that she anyway has to wait, no, give her another
exactly, day. Exactly. What does that answer mean? Tvila boy, she requires tvila. What does that mean? She requires tevila anyway. The owner of the shirt doesn't require tevila. Why not? Because she just got this stain, so it's a cold suffix. The other one, no question, requires tevila. So therefore, you see from here that we don't say the reason why Z number one is because she's tummy anyway. That's not the reason. The reason is it's not mistaver to say it's the other ones. So it's not mistaver. Why on earth should we say it's hers when this woman's already a Zavakatana? That's the reason. The reason is not because, she's Tomei anyways. If that would be the reason, then the case of two paths, Rebbe wouldn't argue. Hey, he's Tomei anyways, he's Tomei now also. That's not the reason. The reason is because she has a track record and she doesn't have a track record. Nothing to do with, she's already Tomei. Kind of far as that. Itmar. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Tomei v'tahar. A Tomei and a Tahar. Afilu tar v'talui, even a tar and a suffik tamei. Shalchu b'shnei shvilin, they go down two paths. Echad tamei v'echad tar. Tola tamei v'talui. Tola, what does this mean? Tola, where am I? Tola tamei v'talui. V'tar v'tahar. Even Rebbe would agree to this.
He's basically saying, the one who's tamei, keep her tamei. The one who's tar, keep her tar.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, very good. Next. I told you. Next. Barman Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yehuda. Bar Levoy. Mahu litlos kesem bekesem. What's the story? I'm not sure if this question is anything different. A woman lends her shirt to a neighbor. She lends a dress to a neighbor. Then the...
Same case.
What? Same case?
Seems like it.
I think the second case is here.
You say, give the stain to the one who already just stained.
I think that this case is a little different. In other words, I lent my shirt to my neighbor.
And your neighbor had her kesem.
And then I wore it. And now there's a kesem. I think that's the difference. Maybe I'm wrong. What?
All the cases
they both wore it. So, Bar Rabbi Yochanan, May Rabbi Yehuda, Bar Levoy, Mal Litlos kesem be kesem. Can we?
Because a friend got coming from a kesem.
It's one more removed.
Right.
So
it's not a
badai
tamei.
It's only a
kesem. It's
kesem. So now will we make the owner of the dress tamei based on the kesem? I'll leave it to Rabbi Eloti Bayla.
Will we say that it's from her?
What? Right. So I'll leave it to Rabbi Eloti Bayla. According to Rabbi, it's not a kasha. Hashta. Uma hasam de kachazim yigufa marta einar tole. If you weren't be told on the neighbor when it actually came out of her body, hacha de mialma kaasi lo. Here it came from who knows where. For sure we're going to say the same thing. Kiti by lachaliber derv shirim engam liel. The only kasha on shirim engam liel. Ha samhu de kachazi migufa talia. When it came out of her body, we'll say it's her fault. Ha chad b'yam kasi lo talia. Odel maloshna. Maybe there's no difference, right? Amalei ain't tolin. No, we're not tolin that. Umatam. Why not? Lefisha ain't tolin because we just don't, right? We just don't. We're not tolin. Eisvei. Ain tolin, kesem bekesem. We have a brisa that says we're not tole. Hashi'ilu chalukah l'nachris o l'yosheves ala ketem. So if you lend your shirt to a guy or a neighbor, and there's a ketem, harei zeh tolava, so we're tola. So this bracha makes no sense, because it's in the same two lines, it contradicted itself. So hagufa kasha, reisha amarta ein tolin, seifa amarta tolin. What's going on here? Hello, kasha. Reisha, ha, Revi. The reisha is Revi. We're not tola. Seifa, Reb Shimon Gamliel, we are tola. Ikka di amri, ha, vaha, Revi. They're both Revi. Rishon is the seifa, which I said we're not tola, is shela. Right? It's her day. The Reisha was B'Sheni Shalah. It was her second day. And as Rebbe said, we're not told of that. Ravashi Amar Hava Rav Shimon Gamliel. They could both be Rav Shimon Gamliel. V'lo Kasha. It's not a Kasha. Kan, the Sefer was L'mafreya. To backdate. At the backdate, we will say it's Tola. Kan, Lahaba. And the Reisha is going forward. Okay? Nevertheless, Mikol Makom Kasha, it's still a Kasha. What's the Kasha? The Kasha is that the Kasha is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Levi. That's who said that even according to Shimon Gamliel, we don't toll a Kesem a Kesem. And the Brisa said we do. So Amar Ravina, lo Kasha. Hachi Kamar, Hishila Chaluka Lenachris, if you blend your shirt to a guy, Balas Kesem, she is the Balas Kesem. Now we're saying that. She is the Balas Kesem. Harei zeh tolava. We'll say it's hers. So Zogim says, wait a minute. V'ha o yoshevet al kesem katani. But it says, o yoshevet al kesem. Hachi karma. Here's what it means. O yoshevet al dam tar Balas Kesem tolava. Yeah. She's the Balas Kesem. So it's one case. Okay. Shlosha shalav shushar Nechemya omer. Shab Nechemya. Omer of Masna. My time to Nechemya. What's the reason for Nechemya? Dechiv. It says, v'niksa la'aretz teishev. Kivan sheyashva la'aretz naksa. You sit on the ground is still tar. The ground is clean. Why? Because the ground's not makabel tuma. So too, anything that's not makabel tuma. On the ground. She got up and stand on the grass. It's not makabel tuma. Amar vuna, amar v'chanina, metar hayur b'nechemia, afilu ba'achore klicheres. The nechemia would be metar, even the back of a klicheres. Why? Because the back of a klicheres is not a talent. So pshita, not obvious. Not so obvious. I would have thought legs are gabo atu tocho. Let's be big xera. The back atu the front. Kamash malon, we don't do that. Says Rashi, you gotta see this Rashi. They will make a back up to the front. Didavra hamakabel tumahu. Because the front is something makabel tumah. The inside is something makabel tumah. Let's make xera the back atu the inside. Why? Because the inside is something makabel tumah. Umakabel gzeiras ksavim l'tama isha derabanan. And by the way, ksavim derabanan. What Rashi say that for? Or Rashi just throw that in?
That's not
huh? No, because if the gzeira is only derabanan, then doing this is a gzeira l'gzeira.
Exactly.
I'm being goes to the back or to the inside, but the inside is only a gzeira. So Rashi throws in. And by the way, kesem is a derabanan, and we're still asking this question. Exactly. So the answer must be it's one big zera. Which is the answer they always give. Nobody, nobody. So it's not true. Come on, Shlomo, we don't say that. I would have thought that's a one big fat zera. No, we don't say that. Amar Rabaya, Natarha Nechemba, the Matlunios, Sheebo Shalosh Al Shalosh, the Lachazin, Lolanim, Lolashir. Nechemba, they would be Matahir, a cloth less than 3x3 fingers because rich people don't use that and poor people don't use that. It's too small. Nobody uses it. Therefore, it's Amakabel Tova. Darsha b'chiyah bar masna mishmei darav halachah Rav Nechemya. We pass him like that. Amalei Rav Nachman Abba Tana Maisa Balafin Chavim v'timim v'adarav d'halachah Rav Nechemya. This must happen. They were matamit. And now you tell me we pass him like that? Mahi, what's that story? The Tanya. Shtei nashim shayit tuchonot v'richayim. Two women were working on the mill. There's an inner woman and an outer woman. And the outer woman leans over into the inner woman. And shalyad, a handmill, nimtza dam tachas apnimiyus, if there's blood on the inner woman, shtei and tameiros, they're both tamei. Why? Because the outer one leans over. So we don't know whose dam it is. Tachas hachitzona, if the blood's only by the outer woman, hachitzona tamei, the outer woman's tamei, hapnimiyus tarish, she didn't want tar. Bein tayev, between both of them, in between, shtei and tameiros, they're both tamei. Hayamaisa, nimtza dam al sfasa, shalambati, The ones happened that there was a stain found on the top of the bathtub, while Allah shall diet, or on a leaf, which is not makabel tuma, b'shash and masikos and satanur, when they were drying out the oven, Chacham said she's tummy, which means we do care about things that are not makabel tuma. The Gemara answers, Tanoihi, it's a machlokes. Tanya, Rabbi Yaakov b'tami, Nechemia b'tar, Horach Chachamim, Rabbi Nechemia, and we paskin like Rabbi Nechemia. That's how we paskin, by the way. Okay. Next, Shalosh Nashim Shayishenas Mita Achas. Three women sitting in one bed, lying in one bed. Nim to Dan Tachas Achas Mehen Kum Tameo. If the dam is down by one of them, they're all tamei. But Ka Achas Mehen Benim to Tameo. If one did a bedika and she's tamei, he Tameo, who stay in the Horos. She's no good. Girls are good. Vitolos Zubazu. So they can hang one on the other. Tamei, it's you, right? Im Loha Yeru and Liros. If none of them are roy to see, the Gemara is going to say, for example, let's say they're all pregnant, right? Then roanos, then we treat them as if they're all able to see, and they're all going to be tummy. The stain's here. There's no way to get out of that stain, right? Lamai says the stain here. How do you get out of that, right?
Wasn't there a mission that depends where it is? If it's the outside on the
that road? We're going to get to. That's the next Mishnah.
Oh.
That's the next Mishnah. We have a minute. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Dehi Shabadka Atzma Bashir Vest. That's only true if she checked herself. Sheer vest does not mean here the vest that we all know of. It means right away. She checked herself right away. Right away what? Right? I guess she felt some kind of stain, right? Okay. Sever lakibar pata to Amar. Call Shabaila Bachatas Taharasa. In other words, she's busy with Tameya, Tahira. She checked herself right away. So Sever lakibar pata to Amar. Call Shabaila Bachatas. If a man and a woman are having relations. And then she says, "Oh my goodness, I think I just became a nida." And sure enough, she checked it. And sure enough, it's true. The husband has to bring a chatas. Why? He was bal nida, but mishogeg. Right? If she checked herself so fast after the nisa that the husband would have to be chayav to bring a chatas, then taharos tameos. Then anything she touched becomes tamei. If baila ba'asham taloi, if she checked herself a few seconds later, now it's a suffake. What her story was, was she needed then or only now? Then the husband has to bring Hashem Talui. Then, Taharos are Tuluyos. The Tahiros are a Safek.
Which Taharos are you talking about?
There were three of them sitting in a bed. Right? An hour before they were touching Tahiros. So if it was a second before, those Tahiros are tubbing. Why? Because she's a Nida now. If it was a minute later, it's a Safek. And Baila Potter, if it would be an hour later, and the husband says, and the wife says, by the way, I'm a Nida now, an hour ago, bad relations, so the husband's not tummy. The husband doesn't have to be any carbon. Right? Then, in the exact comparable case regarding touching things, taharos, they're tahar. Understand? No, she was touching, busy with stuff, touching stuff, and then she felt a little bit, she did a bedika, and sure enough, she's tahar. Okay? Good? All right, so we'll stop here. Tomorrow's daf, we can literally spend 2 hours. So we'll do our best tomorrow to finish. All right, we'll stop here. Everybody have a very good Shabbos and a good Chodesh.